The power of narrated books and long trails. There's nothing more important than your intellectual inheritance. The most powerful and life-changing ideas, observations, hopes, and dreams. Great books are a product that is impossible to reinvent on your own. They aren't just works of multiple people, but multiple generations and eras. Tyrants expect you to keep away from books. They count on you living in a dark age as a small person. All tyrants and false leaders are mad, sick, twisted, blind, and crazed. And that very madness is the root of war and poverty. If the world had no mad leaders, there would be no more war, no more poverty. But without books, entire nations fail to spot the madness. People may eagerly vote on those that will harm them, and never truly understand what went wrong. Madmen count on uneducated voters. Poverty, overwork, fake education, stress, religion, division are all the different ways to turn off curiosity, to blind people with fear and worry. And there is no understanding books in that kind of darkness. Without books, you are robbed of vision. And here, you are robbed of light to never hear or read them. Instant defeat, lost before even trying. The greatest trick the tyrants played was to pretend that books are optional. If there is one tradition that a family must have, or a tradition that can be called the single most important one, it is the escape from the ordinary life to the trail, long, beautiful nature trail, for the sole purpose of rekindling our natural hunger for bonfire stories. A narrated book is often a 10 to 20 hour story that you will not be able to put down. A book written by a great being will help you inherit parts of their culture, will help you step into the family of great beings. In a word, you befriend the author, and the best parts of that friendship stay with you forever. There is no such thing as being changed by one book. You will never find a perfect book, certainly not for long. But nonetheless, you take many strips from many books and splice your very own culture of greatness. In a word, you are rising, and in your own sequence and at your own pace, and thus extending yourself out of the dark ages into a future of your own making. It is your own culture, but braced with great wisdom. I always recommend walking the Triple Crown, the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails, but any trail that awakens that need for books will do. If you camp long enough at a state park or wilderness, that may also work. Hey, this is not just about the journey you make with your feet, but also your mind. It is a promise to your baby self who wanted to be an adult so bad. Merely aging has little to do with growing up. Growing up demands the inheritance of wisdom and the matching culture of greatness. To grow up does not mean to look like an adult, nor is there a limit to how far you should grow. To grow up means to grow all the way up, all the way until you become a great being.